Hey there, this is your bus driver, and welcome back to another episode of On the Bus Podcast, everybody. Good to have you back, and excited for a big another milestone, episode number 85. Huge thank you, huge thank you, guys. Love this show. We love all the people we get to talk to, all the incredible people we get to connect with, collaborate with, work with, and the people that give us a chance and opportunity to shine the light on them. Thank you to those guests. Thank you to everybody and everyone who gets the chance to listen to the show. And if you are new to this episode, because we know you got new people always trickling in, go ahead and make sure you hit that subscribe button over there on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, SoundCloud, YouTube. If you're watching the podcast there, go give us a like, give us a subscribe, and reach out to us. Let's connect. Let's collab. Let's just get on the bus, because you're either on the bus or off the bus. Two choices, two routes only. And we're going to go right into today's episode. This was an episode shot in New York City on your bus driver, me, on my birthday, December 27th. And I got to sit down with two incredible gentlemen that I got to meet when I was living in New York. John Hammond and Kunle Somed. Both these guys are two very, very, very creative minds out in New York. John, I actually collaborated with on a bunch of projects. You can go check out all those videos at On the Bus Podcast on YouTube. Different off-the-bus adventures we did all around Coney Island, and a new video on Arthur Avenue soon to come out this week, so make sure you subscribe on the YouTube channel for all those cool videos. John's a really, 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 both these guys, hungry, ambitious, and very, very, very creative and driven individuals. I was really great. I didn't really get to work on any projects with Kunle, but I got to see a lot of DeKunle's work. DeKunle is a stand-up comedian and just an all-around creative individual. I never seen a creative person just put together his own comedy shows, his own musical, teach himself how to play different musical instruments, putting together a TV series. I mean, everything possible, and it's all good. Same thing goes with John. Everything that guy works on, everything as hardworking and grinding gears and grinders that these guys are, they put out really great stuff, and I'm really excited to see where these guys get to go in the future. I'm excited that Daniel and I got to work with them and collab with them on so many creative projects, and I know we're going to get to collaborate on a bunch more in the future. And on this episode, we get to talk about, you know, everything and the value of content, the creative side of the content in digital space, whether that's on social media, the consumer, or the distribution lines that a lot of this content is consumed on, whether that's Netflix or YouTube. Guys, I really want you to do a favor and go check out these guys. They are always making some creative, funny, intriguing, and interesting things. Listen to what these guys have to say about content information, because these guys know what they're talking about. So we're going to get the wheels spinning. And the wheels spinning. I'm just making up words right now. We're going to get the wheels spinning. Good luck, John. Love you guys. And
no, I'm not
get
writer.
On the bus. Okay. Give up on my way. Fellas,
yeah, we're
out now, man. This is it. This is you gonna say the Last Supper? We'll call it the Last Podcast.
Hey, the Last Supper,
the Last Podcast.
It's an honor.
You
it's an honor
sad,
to be
bro.
Here. This has been long overdue.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. I've been meaning to do this, and since I saw your face in that bar in Bushwick.
That came in with a burger from the Mexican.
That was a crazy fucking burger.
That was a crazy day, actually. That was a crazy day.
You met your one there, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that one.
The one.
No names, please.
No names. But no, I'm honored to have you guys on the show. And to wrap up this, I want to say, chapter in my life, you know, in New York.
Bro, you're going to be back, dude.
Yeah, you're definitely going to be back.
You can't handle
you're
LA.
You're in New York.
No, LA is gonna be great. LA is gonna be fucking.
I don't
great.
Know. I mean, I'm really nervous about people in New York hate the MTA and public transport.
Yeah, yeah.
I love it.
It's great.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's fantastic.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You get to get AIDS.
right.
AIDS.
Yeah.
You're taking something home with you.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Number one.
That's what gives you that grit. That's
right. That little bit of edge. You know, that little bit of edge.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's not on time for some people. But you know, like you said, you get to take shit home with you.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, it could be AIDS.
Yeah, yeah,
it could be
a
woman.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. Or it could also be an idea. It could be
a story.
A great
story.
Way to get content and ideas.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, I'm on there and record like a live podcast with Daniel. We're just like just reiterating everything we're saying. I'd love to just sit in a train car from the L train like every single day and ride it back and forth. Yeah. And today on the L train news, we're sitting here in the back of
that's
the car.
That's a good idea.
You can just commentate.
There's just so many stories, man. Like, and what I like about it specifically is just like the juxtaposition of just lives. It's like you see someone.
Right, there's
everybody
coming together.
Yeah, it's like you can't avoid. I think that's what Crash is. Have we ever seen the movie Crash?
No,
that's the one.
I've heard of it. I've
that's the one with Halle Berry and Ludacris.
Yeah, Luda. I think it's Crash or Traffic. It's like one of those about like the reason why they made it because like people in LA they don't see each other. Mm-hmm. The only time they see each other, it might be Traffic or Crash. Or like, oh yeah, it's the only time they see each other is when
Crash is
Traffic, right? Something like that.
Crash was the one where you're talking about, right?
Okay,
now.
Okay.
Traffic was like I think with Benicio del Toro,
okay,
and
okay,
Michael Douglas.
Oh right. Oh yeah, border. Okay, yeah. That's very different.
Very close to LA, though. Yeah.
Yeah.
Still very close.
So what are your plans when you're going out there?
I started working on January 2nd
with personal training and nutrition
with a close friend client. And Daniel's going to be moving out there and just hitting the ground running on the bus. I mean, we're working on really getting everything going with India.
Mm-hmm.
We have our show concepts and storyboards I need to be finishing up. Another thing I should be working on right now. And getting a production company and studio behind what we're doing in India. So, that's got to hit the ground running as soon as we get in there. And we already had a bunch of collaborations with people that we know, really focusing on the podcast and on the bus production stuff. Mm-hmm. So our own videos, potentially going to Haiti to shoot a video with the Basketball Federation down there.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Got to see if they got some money in the budget, but I got all access to go down there and work with them. So.
Oh, wow. That's beautiful.
That'll be fun.
You got a lot of
shit
on the horizon. Yeah. I definitely feel like at some point I want to live in L.A.
I'm definitely gonna make it out.
At least for one year.
I need someone to bring me. I need to be like, John, come to me out here. I'm like, okay, I'm coming.
As comics,
I don't
want to
go there with a dick in my hand. You know what I'm saying? But hey, what a job that.
Yeah, help me out here.
It would be homeless out there in California, dog. Oof. Nah, but I know a lot of people out there, so definitely want to make the move out there.
I know like two. It's gonna be like you and my other Brandon. Two Brandons.
Oh, yeah. I know a bunch of people did.
Yeah, hell of an intro message today. You introduced me to your buddy Brandon and just said, hey, Brandon, this is Brandon. I think you should link up.
Right,
this guy
right.
may think I want his dick in my mouth. You know, you could
maybe,
think literally
yeah.
we're just in a relationship.
Yeah.
You didn't say, like, hey, Brandon, this guy is a content creator,
like,
a filmmaker.
I told
He's
him,
looking to,
you know,
to collaborate.
I was sitting right next to you when I sent the message, so there was a lot of pressure. And I was like, you know, I'm just gonna text him separately later. Give the whole lowdown on Brandon later separately.
Yeah.
Just now you have his contact info, and nobody said anything in it. You didn't say anything. He didn't say anything.
There's just a wide open window. Literally a lot to imagination on there.
Right.
But I was very excited that I found you guys. Mm-hmm. You know, found John on Craigslist. No.
Oh, wow, that's crazy. You know,
we found each other on YouTube,
so,
dude. It's all
it's crazy how I met John because it was like so I met John. Because I was going to do web series, right? This web series, The Queen Wants to Die. And I had originally my roommate was going to be the DP. And I wrote it, 10 episodes, like over 100 pages of writing. And I was and then like right when we were about to do it, he goes like, oh yeah, bro. He just stops. Literally, he didn't even actually tell me anything. He just like stopped like talking
ghosted
to me.
Him?
Yeah, he just basically ghosted me. Like he just realized he wouldn't be. It was too much for him. So then like I'm like I'm like fuck, I gotta find DP. But anyways, I'm casting and I'm looking for someone to play a racist cat herder, right? Because there's an episode where like. I figure my cat is racist because like he doesn't eat any of my food, right? And I go to a vet and the vet's like, your cat is racist. And I'm like, fuck, really, my cat is racist. My roommate doesn't believe me. So I call and I find out my cat was raised in Mississippi and is like a cat herder who's like racist, is raising cats to infiltrate liberal white Brooklyn.
I remember watching you guys edit this.
Yeah.
The coon light.
So then I was like, I gotta find a racist cat herder. So I'm looking online, looking for like any white person can be racist, right? Then I find this info commercial where this big two big white dudes, right? Then I'm like, all right, these could play them. So now I call the YouTube person. I'm like, yeah, can you come in for an interview? I mean, for like a read-through. And I showed him. I was like, yeah, I'll come down and do the interview. And then I opened the door for the interview, right? And it's literally this John there, right? And I was like, oh, did this guy lose weight or something? I was like,
you asked me.
I was like, you lost a lot of weight, bro. He's like, nah, I actually got fat. I was like, right? So I was like, but then I was like, this guy can't play.
But yeah, no, guy. I had a bad.
Which is probably a good thing for you.
No, you know.
You don't look like a racist.
You have a Northeastern voice.
I did do a little Mississippi.
But looking back on it, it is such a John thing to you to be like, fuck it, I can play this guy.
That's why I was still like into performing. So I can fucking do this, you know, and get my fucking five minutes on here.
Hey,
so then,
I'm a photographer.
Yeah, we're all whatever we want to be.
So then, that was a joke, Jacob.
I wanted you to laugh. No. About
So then, I do the interview. And I was like, this guy can't play. And I tell him now, I was like, yo, I do need. He's like, I do camera stuff.
Real quick, was I bad though, or was I just not right for the part?
You just weren't right for the part. I feel like, right? Do you agree? You probably would not catch.
Well, I definitely wasn't a very large, older, fat guy.
Yeah. I feel like if you would have wore like some kind of jumpsuit or like
overalls or something.
Yeah, you could have maybe done it, but you were clean shaved and shit. You look young.
But he can look very young. He's like a stained white beater on, comes out in his underwear and boots on.
Right.
Or a shotgun or like machete over his back.
I'm thinking, what's the movie?
Django Unchained.
More like an inbred kind of.
What's the name of that? That guy that was in The Master? He was in that, right?
The Master, was that
the
one?
The guy that was, not The Master.
Philip Seymour?
No, the guy that was in There Will Be Blood, the guy that was going against Daniel Day-Lewis, was he in that?
Benicio? Isn't that Benicio?
The white guy that's in.
The Preacher?
Yeah, The Preacher.
No.
Oh.
He wasn't in that, right?
Tommy Jones?
No. The Preacher. The Preacher, the white.
The kid, he's a kid.
He's a kid.
Claims to be a prophet.
Yeah.
In what? There Will Be Blood?
There will be blood.
Paul Dano, guys.
Paul Dano could be low-key.
He looks a little creepier than I do.
He was in 12 Years a Slave. That's what he was in. 12 Years a Slave. Okay.
Paul Dano was There Will Be Blood, too.
But anyway, that's how I met it. And it's crazy how you meet people and you get into things. Have you ever seen Yes Man?
Yeah.
So I never seen the movie, but my friend said I should watch it because he said it's philosophical and that when you just say yes to things... And when you just kind of like...
Yes or no. Yes or no.
That chicken out.
Yeah,
I don't say no to myself enough. And
it's weird.
We don't need to go into details.
Yeah. But he was like... I guess the philosophy of it is if you just say yes,
Right.
There's a lot of things you can also do negatively if you just keep saying yes.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, do you want to run this train?
But I mean, we're taking advantage of,
the yes! No, that's right.
We're taking it.
You know what I mean? It's like, you got to say no. Like, no, I ain't running no trains.
Right.
And that's the thing. We're taking advantage of the tools that are in front of us to go out and connect and be the things that we want to be. Right. And I mean, that's, well, there's a stand-up comedian. I mean, you guys both do so much. I mean, I don't know how you write this stuff. I mean, I had no idea what to expect last night in Dakuna the Musical.
Yeah.
And then I've asked John, where are we going? I want to bring this girl with me. Yeah. She's like, what do I tell her we're doing? He's like, I have no idea.
I don't even know.
And it was fantastic. Yeah. But I mean, how long have you guys been doing this? I mean, how did you even come to New York?
For me, it's like similar to you, actually, all began with basketball, man. It's crazy. Like, basketball for me, gave me, that kind of, fundamental understanding that, if I apply myself to something, then something positive could come out of it, Even if it's, not exactly what I wanted, I still would use that little bit of, whether it's, meeting people or, some random skill or connection. So, when I started doing that, then I always liked writing, as a kid. My journalism teacher brought me into the newspaper, so I started writing, and then I went to school for it. I went to NYU, and then I just been doing films and stuff and music.
Badass. And you, John, you're into Parsons. You told me this nice stuff. Yeah. Apparently, I didn't remember the first time you told me.
So I started making videos when I was in high school. Yeah. I had this crew of guys, and we would just fuck around. We started making these these dumbass army videos in the woods, but then it turned into comedies, and we started doing little sketches, and then we had a pretty good following in our high school, people really followed us, and got me a lot of fucking pussy, and then no, it didn't, it definitely didn't. Yeah. But no, we had, our biggest hit was fucking 40,000 views on a video when we were
in
high school.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, and that was, like, such an early point of YouTube, and I was so young. Like, we didn't know how to take advantage of it or whatever.
Yeah.
But that's when I found out I liked, like, performing and stuff, because I was always performing in the videos. Mm. And then I got out of it, started partying a lot, and then I went to college for art, and then I fucking found my way back into it. And then literally, it was the meeting with you is like what set me back. Like, I was doing some stuff here and there because I took on a film degree, but it was really like meeting you and doing the web series is what kind of set me back and being like, okay, this is what I'm fucking doing.
Yeah,
now,
the comedy.
Know?
Yeah, yeah. I feel like there's definitely like a lane for like someone who could bring it all together, because like so many people in the comedy scene here is kind of like, hey, look, it's me. Hey, look, it's me. But if everyone's saying, hey, look, it's me, that there isn't someone who's like coaching or like kind of like bringing everything together, like the glue.
Yeah, that brings everything together.
Yeah, it's funny because it's also for me, like when you were mentioning that, like I didn't even know that I wanted to be necessarily in film or the arts. I just knew I wanted to be a writer until like when I got to NYU, which this was like when I was 22 in grad school actually, and I was just like going to NYU and I was like, yo, like I need to create something now. I'm spending so much money on this school. I need to create something now. So then I did like a movie, like Napkins, which was like a movie that I wrote, and I was like, I'm going to just use all the equipment. And I hired like a DP who actually, he had his own camera. So we ended up using his camera. We used like the school's lighting equipment and we shot it at night. And I was like, what can I shoot at night? And I decided to shoot one about janitors, because like janitors are going to be there at night anyways. So I was like, I hired a bunch of people and it ended up doing pretty good. So I was like, oh shit, this is something I could do. People like fuck with it. Like I got so much like good responses for it. And it's crazy what happens when you get like good positive feedback from people. People was like, oh, I like it. So I was like, oh, like this is, and then after that, I just like bombed after that, I did some good things, but then it was like, you still have to realize that, oh shit, there's just so much I still need to learn.
Right, yeah. You know, everything's
like,
going to be good.
Yeah, not everything is going to be good. Like, there's going to be things that, like, you got to, like, you know, work on, get better. And it's, like, so much that you got to know.
Yeah.
And so much you got to watch. Like, there's so much movies I haven't watched yet.
Bro. Oh, my God, dude. That gives me so much fucking, I get so anxious when I start thinking about all the movies I haven't seen. Because
then you start talking to people and everyone's like, have you seen this? Have you seen that? No. And I've seen a lot of shit, but still, there's, like, some other shit that's, like, you haven't even seen.
Well, I mean, I relate that to people when they with basketball, and it's like, well, hey, listen, you're coming to me for a basketball training session, and you know, however much that, like, people don't understand that, you know, the investment of like spending to get a trainer or the time to go into that. Okay, you came to me for an hour, and that may cost between $40 to $70, but if you're coming to me for that, are you also, you know, going out on the court and doing your own creative fun time, you know, where you're learning, simulating stuff just on your own, and then you have your team that you're playing with over here, your team you're playing with there. And, you know, I'm just realizing this right now, like everything with, like, you know, content creation or filming or writing, like, oh, wow. You know, I think John and I actually live in the same house. You know, we got a movie going, like, I'm watching Planet Earth and I'm like not even watching it to enjoy. I'm just listening to David Attenborough. Okay, wow, it's great, great voiceover line here and this shot here. And again, you know, okay, now I'm going to go test it out. Like, I just bring my camera around town. You've seen me. I got like just a whole section for B-roll because I'm like, oh, I could use this stuff again. I just be standing in the subway. Let me get the camera all the way above and get like the shot of all the people's heads coming through and just the signs.
Just testing, 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 testing,
and practice. Practice makes the dream work.
Yeah, absolutely.
You gotta just like put in the extra time.
Like,
I remember when I was in college, I was in college for like 3 years before I ever fucking really made something that wasn't like homework or whatever. And it's like, you can't, like, I was just sitting around waiting for fucking somebody to come by and be like, yo, dude, like, make something, like do something, like I'm gonna make you, have you make something. It's like, no, you can't. You just gotta fucking be always making shit all the time, all the time.
And you know what, actually,
please,
the most profound thing I've probably heard in the last, I could almost say the most profound thing I've ever heard in since moving to New York.
Guess what, you should have gave the people that a little bit closer. The moment of silence for that can opening.
Guess who I heard it from? Guess which person I heard it from? Probably one of the most top five most profound piece of advice I've heard. Guess who said it to me?
Jeffrey Gurian.
No, your brother Will.
Ah.
Crazy. And literally, I've told people this, and like so many people have told me that this is something that has, I've used his advice.
Really?
And I've told
Will's them. Will's like an old wise man.
He's wise as shit, bro. How old was Will? 23?
Yeah.
Yo, so tell me why. You want some more? So yeah, tell me why he was like, he just finished. He didn't do his job that he was doing, right? And he was like, he's going to go to the boss country and like, I said, I don't know what I want to do, but I figure that like, I'm just gonna not plan anything, and whatever I find that I do, that's what I'm gonna keep doing. And I was like, that's fucking genius.
Yeah. But that's what it is. It's
genius.
Filming or
comedy,
just showing up.
Yeah, yeah,
that's right. Just show up.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it was genius about it is that like, because we have so many, like literally anyone could do anything they want in the world now. Everything has become so democratized, like, and the barrier to entry is so low for things. You could do anything. You want to do a camera, you could buy a camera, you could have a cell phone and do a filmmaker.
Yeah.
So it's like, now I think, honestly, the next, like, layer of decision-making of artistry is how can you distill from all these choices what you're good at and what you can add value to. So, like, for him to just be like, just do exactly the thing that you keep doing. The thing that, like, you wake up and it's like, oh, this is just something I keep doing. This is something that's, like, natural to me. It was, like, it was such a... And, I like, so many people have come to me for advice and asked me stuff, and I'd be like, my friend just told me that, like... They're like, and they were like, that makes sense. like this woman, it was like, one of my friends from London, she was having, like a not crises, but she was having, like, a very big turning point in her life, and it definitely helped her out, so... Cheers to Will.
Cheers to Will.
Cheers to Will.
Cheers to Will.
Here, here. Well, that's an interesting thing because I know a lot of these sites that you and I are on, you know, for extra, like, not extra, but just, like, film jobs.
Yeah.
And you look at a lot of these companies or, you know, media companies, and, like, they don't have enough content still because the amount of consumption for all this digital, you know, stories or news or information, it can't be churned out fast enough. Even though, like Degunle says, like, anybody can go get a camera. I mean, literally, if you have an iPhone X, you have a very high-quality camera.
One of the best.
And this is, like, a huge investment. You could create whatever you want, and that's the best part. A few people I mentor want to get into content creation in the space. Like, dude, like, you have your own page. Like, you can say and do on your social media whatever you want. You can target the people that you want to see it with hashtags. And literally, you have your own advertisement. You have your own marketing. You can say and talk about whatever you want. So don't care what anybody says. Just do it.
Just do it.
That's the
It's really about not giving fucks.
Well, I think it's just about making a fucking decision to do it. Like, what the second you stop making decisions is the second you just, like, you freeze and you can't keep moving forward. You just have to make a decision. I'm going to do it. I'm not going to do it. Or I'm going to do this. I'm not going to do that. And then you set yourself on a different path.
Yeah, absolutely. No, I absolutely, like, it's because I was telling my sister the other day, I was like, this work, because she was like, she was telling me, like, right before I was doing the musical, she was like, are you nervous? And I was like, nah, I'm not nervous. And she was like, how can you not be nervous? And I was like, every single thing in this world is set up to tell you that you cannot do something. Like, it's literally how industry works. It's like, they need to tell you, you can't do it. I could do it for you. You know what I'm saying? That's how, like, capitalism works. Like, that's how it works. That, like, you don't do this. Like, I could provide the service.
I think
that's
any technology.
Yeah. Like, so it's like, so your whole life you're being told that you can't do this. You're not. You're inadequate. Like, whether it's like you can't be a comedian or you can't be this. You can't do that. It's too hard. Like, me, honestly, I don't believe in talent. Like, I believe there's just some people that's like, I could do that, and they work at it. People be like, Prince is so good. Like, oh my God, I can never be Prince. Because Prince be fucking playing piano and fucking guitar since he was like four.
Some people are naturally gifted.
No, bro,
dude.
Nah,
like,
bro.
Some people rise much quicker than people who have
some
to
people
work
rise
at it.
Quicker. No, I don't know. Some people, like an athlete, for example. What I mean. Okay, so athlete is different. So no one can
even
be like
art.
No
art
one can be like 6'9", like LeBron James, right?
Art too, though.
Like, no one could be like 6'9", right? But you could be Steph Curry. You could be, if you're in the gym, Steph Curry, like, started when he was, like, the thing is, like, people don't realize these people have been doing this for a long period of time.
Yeah.
And that's why, then they just wake up and do it. And, like, out of the room, he's automatically hitting J's, you know what I'm saying? Like, he put his time and put his work in.
Yeah.
And
But some people are naturally inclined to be very good at something, and like even not in sports.
In what way?
Like a fucking artist. Like there's some children that can like you know draw photorealistic paintings. I could practice my entire life and never get to that.
You know what I think the inclination is you're talking about? I think the inclination is the belief.
They can do it.
They take the leap of faith. That is the talent. The talent comes from being like, I could do that, and just having the ability to keep doing it.
Yeah.
Like, people think the talent is actually the thing. It's like, nah.
I think it goes both
ways. There's so
ways.
Many things I that I have ways. Done that is like, people don't know, like, I really just started, like, playing piano. Like, I really just started doing all these things.
I know that.
It's like, and people will come up to me and be like, oh, my God, I can never play piano.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I can never play guitar. I'm like, bro. Pick up a fucking guitar
right,
and pick
it.
Up piano and just
yeah.
do it. It's
yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
you can fucking do it too. Like,
yeah.
there's something, but then they, because they get so caught up in this idea of like, oh, I'm not talented. I'm not like doing
right,
this. And I'm
right.
like, oh, so you like, you're part of the Matrix. You listen to the Matrix.
But,
you know what I'm saying? Like, don't listen to Agent Smith, dog.
Yeah, yeah,
Agent
yeah,
Smith,
yeah,
don't
yeah,
listen
yeah,
to
yeah.
Agent Smith. Agent Smith trying to fuck you up, bro. Nah. You could do exactly what the fuck you want to do, bro.
But I mean,
exactly what you want to do.
I see what you're talking about with belief. Because, mm-hmm. I mean, I was at 4 years old, I got this crazy idea
yeah.
that, yep, I'm going to be a basketball player. Mm-hmm. That's it. I'm a short, white, Jewish kid
yeah.
whose parents are only 5'6 and 5'7.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
I'm going to go and do it. But, I mean, there still was that amount of hard work
yeah, exactly.
and sacrifice
right.
I had to go
there.
And do
yeah.
that. But again, to go on your point of the
yeah.
Matrix, like, yeah. I mean, I think we just have an impediment just as a species.
Yeah.
We haven't had this, you know. Next mode of evolution,
yeah.
which is going to happen, you know, not spiritually, but
yeah.
you know, philosophically and mentally in our minds and our heads, to say, wow, we're just only telling ourselves that we can't go off and do something or don't want to do
yeah.
something, you know, because even like you said with the painting, yeah, I could say that too. You know, I'm never going to be a painter, and I don't think that,
yeah.
but why don't I have that same belief with basketball when I was 4 years
true.
Old?
Yeah, yeah.
And I had never
it's
touched
true.
A basketball yet.
Yeah,
I just
yeah.
I was like literally in my living room.
Yeah.
I remember having saw John Stockton wrap the ball around his back for a layup
yeah.
and go in. And I'm just like, okay,
I
start doing that.
Yeah.
And put an official
yeah,
prize
yeah,
goal.
Yeah, yeah.
I think because basketball inspires yeah. you more. Like that.
But you have to look
for
the inspiration.
Lead, you
yeah.
took the lead because you're like, that shit inspires me. But like painting might not be something. But I bet if painting like was like, I really want to do it, you would. And also, when
yeah.
you're younger, there is less of a like, there's less of like you're not giving up as much because you're still learning stuff. So like when you're older, if you to learn the painting, you gotta give up all these other things you're doing, like you know, and also you gotta make rent, you gotta do other things. So like if you to learn the paint, it's more of a risk to do it. So when the older you get, the less likely you're able to be like,
right,
I'm gonna take
time.
The leap, yeah, yeah,
or the support. I mean, just like your
yeah.
parents and stuff being there, being like,
yeah,
yo, you can do this. I support you. It's,
yeah,
it's,
yeah,
it's big.
But honestly, I think that like with like all the with technology and with all the ability for us to do things, like the amount of things we could learn as we get older is increasing. Like we could continuously be learning, like till we're like fucking till we're dead. You know, like you could be 70 learning new shit.
Yeah.
You know, like, and that to me is what is inspiring. But I feel like if like losing our agency and losing the belief that we can do things is something that I feel like I've just seen it as like a common thread amongst like people. People just like, I
yeah.
just can't do it.
So the way we're going, it sounds like there's just no such thing as bad content then.
Yeah, I'd say so.
I definitely think there's no such thing as bad content
no.
at all. Absolutely not. It's just that it's just like someone who does it, this is not for you.
Actually, well, I've seen some pretty shitty shit content out there that makes me angry that how many fucking views these things get. I mean, on Instagram, those like they have these.
The putty?
No, I heard Chris D'Elia talk about this before, but they have these fucking pages that are like just create these dumb Instagram videos where it's like, you know, like when your girlfriend says this, and then it's just like, you know, a quick thrown together like iPhone video with like, you know, the you know, the motion graphics on it are fucking horrible and stuff. But they know how to market themselves and they know how to get it in front of people.
Yeah.
And I don't know, people like that somehow. They just fucking, I guess because it's just there in front of their face.
Yeah.
But like, it's shit. Like it's not well thought out humor. It's not well created.
Yeah.
It's shit content.
But
it's
some people are
horrible.
Shitty people and they want shit.
Yeah,
things, like some people want shit.
There's
like,
a market for that.
They're
quick.
Yeah, no, there totally is a market for that.
But
yeah.
is that good? Shit. Is it good? Quick hitting content though. Like, or is it?
To me, it's not good, but it's good for whoever's making it. Yeah, and it's good for the people who like stuff like that.
Yeah.
Well, question for both of you. What's good? Good content. Then. What do you need to find good quality?
For me, or
both
where?
You, yeah, tell me.
For me, it's something that's like.
What do you mean by content?
Yeah.
Like, are we talking about, like just Instagram? Are we talking about like, no, YouTube?
Instagram,
like,
YouTube, TV, film? Radio, film. Mm-hmm. I mean, what's content? You know, the consumption of information or, you know, anything. What makes it good?
For me, it's anything that's different. And also anything that takes a risk.
Yeah, it has to be unique. It has to be trying something that's new or strange.
Yeah. You know, and you could see it pretty quick when it's like something that's like, okay, that's like, that's different. You know, that's not someone who just is like, let me Google something and like find the first couple images and put it as a thing. Yeah.
Right, or take something that's been recycled 100 fucking times over and then just put it out again because I know it's going to get views.
Like Spider-Man?
No, did you see the new Spider-Man?
Which one?
Into the Spider-Verse?
Well, that's a new take on Spider-Man, right?
Yo, you gotta watch that shit, bro. That good? Shit is fucking great. It's the best movie of the year. I mean, that or Black Panther to me. That's what I've seen.
Black Panther? Really?
Yeah, Black Panther.
I haven't seen it, but...
You gotta see it. You haven't seen Black Panther, though?
I haven't seen it either.
No, I'm a white person.
Oh, you gotta see Black Panther. You gotta see Black Panther, though. That shit is fucking great. It's on Netflix now, bro.
Yeah.
It is.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
We'll have a farewell movie marathon.
It's a good movie to watch with the fam.
The house fam?
You said what?
We still need a good Christmas photo in front of that tree downstairs.
That would be funny. Oh, we should have done that. We should have fucking done that.
It's not too late. The tree doesn't have to come down.
What's the next holiday? We can do a New Year's photo.
No, we'll do a Christmas photo. Everybody get some.
He's going to be gone by New Year's.
We got to do it.
Yeah, but that's what we take it now, release it on New Year's.
Oh, yeah. That's true.
There we go.
Digital Christmas card.
Do you guys have New Year's resolutions?
I do.
Yeah.
I'm supposed to quit smoking.
For real?
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
I'm going to do vape. I'm just going to vape, though. It's not really quitting. It's just shifting.
Bro, do not fucking drool, bro.
No, I'm gonna get like an off-brand vape. I think not like a Mondo one with the big fucking coil on it. So just like something low-key, low-brow.
Yeah, I saw somebody on a boat. I think I was taking a ferry or something, and this dude was just fucking. You know when you look at somebody like trying to consume something, it's like you know the idea John's going off with, like, oh, I'm not using a cigarette anymore, but I'm vaping, and this guy was just. Yeah, I felt bad for that fucking pen he was pulling on me. He was just.
Jesus Christ, man.
Yeah, he was fucking sucking
like
it down.
Yogurt. Yeah.
And it was like, and I'm like,
you know, go-gurt. My dad always says whenever I switch to vape, I'm trying to quit cigs, and I vape around him, he goes, like, John, you look like you're sucking on a fucking binky over there. Get that thing out of your mouth. And then I stop.
In the whitest voice possible.
And then I go back to smoking.
Yeah. Hey, John, put that down.
I mean,
over
the thing
there.
Is, for me, is that like, if you want to, like, thing with Jewel is like, if you want to die like a fucking man, dog. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you want to kill yourself like a fucking man. Not with a fucking Jewel. Like, he died smoking jewels. Like, come on, bro. Die focused smoking cigs. It's the same thing.
That's not even
you a Sean Connery fan?
Yeah. Like, what I mean is that, like, when you saw fucking John Wayne smoking a fucking cig.
Yeah.
That's a fucking man. Like, can you imagine?
You think that's mainly because it's John Wayne.
What I mean is that
sick.
Like, it's like because they're both if you're both gonna have the same addictive quality, and from what I've heard, I'm not 100% it's true, have the same type of like toxic like effects on your body, then like choose the one that's gonna actually be like the real thing.
No, like, I think that's dumb.
Can you imagine if you, they has pictures of like old cowboys and pictures of like old gangsters and like they had like portraits of them holding jewels, bro.
Might actually look badass.
No,
it actually
you probably think that was cool then.
No, because
the only reason you think that the cigarettes are cool is because they're putting them in the hands of the cowboys.
No, you'd be like,
those are admirable figures that you're.
Yeah,
like, oh,
right. Exactly.
That guy's
you already
tough.
Respect those people. Now they have cigarettes, therefore you
respect
cigarettes.
His grit.
Nah.
And then he smokes a cigarette?
I think the cigarette, the realness.
It's like the chicken and the egg.
But no,
what
I agree with you
first?
On the marketing side because it's like, oh, wow, I respect this individual so much. He already has such a hard job, and he's going to fucking take on death with a smoke after every fucking
I kind of this is making me want a cigarette right now.
Oh, we can smoke in the attic, right?
Yeah.
Imagine if
yeah.
Kevin listens to this.
Who?
Kevin.
Kevin's not going to listen to this. Hey,
Kevin.
There's no way in the world, Kevin. Just can you imagine if Kevin is, like, doing work, like, with glasses on, like, listening to this
On the Bus
like,
podcast? Yeah, who listens
like,
to this
walking
show?
Walking his dog, like, hey, what the fuck?
Hey, I listen to this show.
I know people in Saudi Arabia listen to this show. That's probably the most empowering thing. You people, like, in Iran or, like,
we're across
quite
the
a compliment.
Global.
The crazy thing is, like, the Sudan, bus. There is worldwide. A famine in Sudan, and I know somebody is listening to this show on a consistent basis.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, huh? South Sudan's got a pretty bad famine. That's what I mean, those countries are so hostile and so volatile about what could potentially happen there. Just on their political makeup. I mean, mm-hmm. we talked about going to do a show in like the Congo, but like there's literally a genocide there. So reoccurring. I mean, depending on, you know, what tribe is your tribe, you know, what's your last name still? Like, you know, that's the interesting thing to look and view from all around the world is like you watch China and this like in this coming into this industrial age and time, like that's the United States, like 100, 150, 200 years
ago,
or Great Britain. How do we tell them not to go do and burn all these natural resources and what we did?
Right.
Number one. And then number two, it's like, oh, wow, like these shiftings and moving to power. And we're like living mm-hmm. in this moment of history and time. And it's like so great to take in, like brings you a perspective of, you know,
exactly.
Like we're in it. We're in New York City. Exactly.
Right. This is the Wild Wild West, bro. Like, this is like
the Wild West. No,
Florida is the Wild Wild West.
Yeah. That's true. But this is like, this is where people like don't like chaos, but I like, not that I like it, but like
it's open feet. It's like it's an open field, game, bro. Right now.
People look at it like, oh my God, what's gonna happen? It's like, bro, what do you mean? What are the possibilities that could come of it, bro? Like,
right.
You know?
Wow, I haven't had a tug in so long, and that was disgusting.
Do you think that there is too much content? There could be too much content.
No, I mean, I just, you know, went over
there's
this.
A demand.
There's too much of a demand. I mean, you see these jobs are like even like a Vice news media company where they like have to outsource like somebody on site and say like, hey, we need someone to get this shot in. There's news happening right now. I mean, like with the French protests, there was another company I was talking with doing a project with. And they're just like, yeah, are you here? Like, can you do a live feed? Like, in France or in Yemen? We're going to go live in Yemen right now in the civil war. We have someone who has enough Wi-Fi so we can bring people in on what's happening going on. That's like the same thing on the bus. Yeah. Like, hey, who is going to take a school bus around India and tell stories about interesting, provocative people and things that are happening and take you there? Mm-hmm. Not many people are psychotic like me mm-hmm. and my team to go do that. Mm-hmm. But people want that. That's the enriching thing in their lives that is like missing. Still, it's very tough and demanding on you physically. I mean,
exactly.
When I
create, I always think about, first of all, I think about my perspective, my point of view.
Right, the voice is the most important.
Yeah, I think about, even before I think about anything, I'm like, okay, what am I bringing to the table? Like, I look at it really like a potluck. You know what I'm saying? Like, what am I bringing? Like, if I'm coming to potluck with you guys, and you know, you guys bringing mayonnaise.
Yeah, dude. I went on a date with a black chick. I was using so much mayonnaise on this dish. I was like, she's gotta be judging me.
You guys, yo, if I come to the potluck bringing some fucking potato salad with raisins in it,
dude, come on, dude.
You're gonna be like, bro, what the fuck, man?
Was that a white joke or was that like something black people would bring to a potluck?
White people
would bring that. Okay,
white people would bring like potato salad with the raisins and shit.
Cranberries.
Yeah, cranberries and shit.
Yeah, get it right.
Craisins.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
Yeah, you maybe
like you gotta not just that, but like in anything, like I feel like once I realized that, I always knew that, but once I realized specifically like I'm a first generation Nigerian male, right? I've done a lot of different things, like I feel like that is a unique perspective. You know, that is something that like I was born I'm American, right? I was born in America, was born and raised in America, but I have a strong, like, I have a Nigerian name, but I'm, so it's a whole different perspective. And I talk about that in my comedy too.
Yeah, it's all about the voice.
The voice is the
most important thing. But I think going back to bad and good content and the demand for content, I think the demand for content is what creates bad content, right? So, like, you see Netflix, they take on so many fucking shows, much at such a cheap cost. Like, have you ever watched Comedians with Cars Getting Coffee with Jerry Seinfeld?
Yeah.
Like, you would think that would be a very high production show, right? Because if Jerry Seinfeld, all these big-time comedians, you watch that show, and literally the production is shit. It's total shit. I mean, like, you have people like they're using clips in the actual show where the cameraman is changing the aperture mid-shot And you would think that for a big Netflix show like that, they wouldn't do that. Yeah. But it's just like they just don't care. They're just trying to push out as much shit as possible. They just don't give a fuck. Yeah. And they'll get stuff. They'll make things cheaper so that if they do release it, there's less of a risk on them, right? So they probably get the cheapest guys they can find, go out and make this thing. We'll put it out there, and if it works, it works. If it doesn't, it's no skin off our backs because, you know, we're fucking loaded and we're just pumping out content all the time. Yeah. And one of those things is going to hit. So it just creates poorly produced, poorly made content sometimes.
But also, I don't know if people care anymore, though. And
it's lowering the expectation and the quality. Yeah. People don't expect quality anymore.
Yeah, exactly. But also,
I sound like an old man.
Yeah, I wonder also, I go back and forth, and everything everything that I go back and forth are both good and bad, and then like, I always decide which one I want to take, but like, is it bad that people just want the essence of the story? Like, they don't care about the glitz and the glam, they're like, I just want the story.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
Because some people is like, okay, like some people who do it well, like you see something that's well done, like you see like,
right, but the story isn't there.
Yeah. You see something that's well done, well story, like, oh, this is great. You really remember like, wow, when someone, a real artist is doing something, this is what it could be. But then you see like someone who's like, they didn't have the money or they didn't have the resources, but then they made something good. It's like, oh, this is good as well. You know what I mean? And it's a conflict with me as far as like, does it matter? Like, should I just put out a good story? Or just put out something that it doesn't necessarily quote unquote well done,
right?
You know.
Well, I just think if you have the money, I expect a certain level of it.
Exactly.
Put a little more effort into access to you know, whatever it is, money,
I agree with that.
Production value.
But, I agree with that.
You know.
I mean, everything's a brand anymore. I tell people there's no such thing as companies anymore. I mean, everything's brand. Mm-hmm. Brand. Like, you know, the brand Nike. They don't tell themselves a company. Like, we are Nike.
Well, there's, like, Netflix
you're
is
right,
a company.
You're right, though. Everything is brand now.
And so
Netflix is not a brand, though.
Are they?
Netflix is a brand.
It's a brand of media.
They cover all different
Kinds.
Well, no. What I mean is that brand is still companies. When you say Netflix, you know what you think. Like, Netflix,
no, you don't know
like,
what you're getting. Netflix can make anything.
Yeah,
They can come out with, you know, a drama. They can come out with a comedy. They can come out, you know, with whatever it is. There's no, oh, I'm watching this show. I know this is a Netflix show. You don't. They're creating all different kinds of content.
Yeah, you really don't know it's a Netflix show, but I'm talking a little more generally. Like, you know, you don't see things as the companies anymore, and all these companies don't want to convey themselves as companies, but we're a brand and this is who we are and the things we do. But that is a good point about Netflix. It's not actually, you know, even like Narcos, you think, oh, that's a Netflix show, but like you still don't think like, oh, that's a Netflix show. You still have no idea really, which is, you know, unique for them because it's, you know, and what they're trying to, you know, compete with YouTube, and it's and that battle is going to be interesting as it goes, because I mean YouTube is just such a new different way of consuming information, entertainment, content, and you know, it's, and now it's owned by Google. I mean, they literally pair up the searching, so it's like, oh, you're like, oh, how can I do this thing? Okay, you go through YouTube. It directs you to YouTube to watch that video on how to do something.
The new thing is going to be, I think me and John talk about this a lot, is like, how can you curate? You know what I mean? Like, curation is the next, like, because there's so much, but like, who do I go to that's going to, that I trust and I could depend on to find what is good and to suss out like what I like? And I think the industry for that is going to be huge. Like, for anyone who's like, who could put themselves out there, be like, okay, I'm the guy that knows that like create enough of an audience or enough of a platform that it's like, when I make something, I want to send it to this guy because like, he has a platform that's going to showcase it to people, and people will go to him because like, oh, this person knows all the short films that I should watch. Because there's so much short films that come up. That's why Vimeo, like, they have their staff picks. You know what I mean?
Yeah, staff picks is
huge.
Yeah,
so the staff, because there's so much stuff on Vimeo. They didn't have staff picks, we would never find those shit.
I mean, but even Vimeo is a curation of YouTube. Like, now YouTube is so focused on, you know, these, you know, vlog, like PewDiePie and, you know, H3. It's like, you know, it's so focused on this community where you're, like, following a storyline of all these different personalities. Mm. But Vimeo is now the place where it's, like, if you're a filmmaker or you're trying to create something more than, you know, like, a vlog or something like that, more of, like, a film kind of, like, you know, I would say like artsy thing or whatever. Mm-hmm. You go to Vimeo. You don't go to YouTube because that's like a, it's your like a curation of mm-hmm. what YouTube used to be mm-hmm. is now Vimeo.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, it's more targeted.
Yeah,
you know,
right.
You know what you're going to a place for. You know what you're going to get. It's crazy, you know, back to what you're saying about mm-hmm. things not getting so much views, or I think you said that. And I was on Vimeo with you, and you're showing, looking for a new like DP on something, a project you're working on. Right. And it's like so many like just incredible videos on there, or mm-hmm. short stories and films. Yeah. You're like, this only has 100 views.
right. Yeah.
This and like yeah. You know, with Daniel, which is a great job of marketing with On the Bus and like and managing that page on YouTube, and you know, like the Kira Cheers video, the mm-hmm. conversation with sexuality out and you know there, and you know. Across from all these different pages, that's got thousands of views.
Yeah.
I mean, quality-wise, it's not even not the same concepts as some of these videos there, right. but like quality-wise, I'll say, yeah, it's nowhere close. I mean, that we're coming to producing something like that.
Yeah,
but they just can't get that in front of the right people, you know, right. or someone can't see that. Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah. I have no idea how to do that stuff. Get it in front of the right people, I can't.
I'm lost
when it comes to that stuff.
Yeah. I also think that's like the that's the gift of like a Kanye West. Like Kanye West is like, or like the artist that I admire is like the people that's like, okay, this is good, but now how can I add dopeness to it? Break it through to like the people that they're forced to listen to it, or make it enough controversy or enough like off-centeredness or enough like interesting enough. Like Kanye would take some things that like he'd be like, what the heck? Like, and he also what is also good is also like merging different cultural and bridging gaps that people won't see. Like he'll take things, maybe something that's very classical, put it on a hip-hop drums and make something that's like you have to pay attention to this. Like this is so unique and interesting. I think that's where like you're taking content and you're making it something that's different, you know?
Mm-hmm. I always say that too. That's a bad habit I do. The Daniel puts really great studies, you know, evolutionary biology and just mixing that in with, you know, the marketing side of, you know, getting this stuff in front of the right people.
Right.
So, you know,
it's a whole talent in itself.
The crazy thing with like YouTube, you know, it's like, okay, what do human beings crave?
Yeah.
But they don't know it. And it's like consistency.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, I know this show is going to be there at 8 p.m. on Thursday night. Yeah. And I'm going to go and I'm going to sit down and I'm going to watch it. So just doing that,
mm-hmm.
you play into those basic needs. Like you don't even realize, but like, you know, what's the term? Subliminally, you're just like, oh, no. You don't even realize that Thursday you're sitting on the couch. You know, you sit down. TV's on. You're watching that. You're like, whoa.
Is it there?
You don't even think about it.
Yeah.
So those things crave that. These websites or these platforms know that people crave that stuff. Mm. So they're going to, if you do that, they're going to help you feed into the little basic needs that human beings want. Mm. And so, again, same thing. We're talking about consistency. Mm. You know, let's think about the jingle, you know, that intro song or the thing. Yeah. Everybody's like, oh, no, I know that song. That's the song from the show. Right. Yeah, I love that show.
I'm going to watch this now.
I kind of want to watch an episode now, you know?
Yeah.
You know, think about Seinfeld. You know, it's well, that's the Seinfeld thing.
Right.
And it's on like seven channels on TV and syndication right now. It's stuff right now.
Yeah, consistency is huge, man.
Yeah.
Feeding
that's
in.
That's what I learned about, like, with Crybaby, like, on the first, everyone knows, like, when the first Friday is going to be. So, like, it's crazy, like, making sure that it's on the first Friday. And we don't.
I haven't figured that out yet. Mine's all over the fucking place.
Yeah, like people come and they don't even know that, like, they didn't even see any promo. They're just like, I just meet them. It was like, how'd you hear about the show? It's like, I didn't know. It's just like, I heard it's on the first Friday of every month.
Right.
And it was like, oh, shit. Like, people just know it's on the first Friday of every month.
Right,
so,
it's
like,
huge.
They just, like, come, you know?
Yeah.
So, I actually agree. I absolutely agree with that. It's like, being consistent is what's going to separate people who would just put in content out for fun and people who want to do it for like a profession.
Right.
And like make money off of it. You know?
Yeah.
I mean, that's why I'm so glad I got to connect with you guys up here. I mean, this is this house, you know, and then you guys are really ambitious people and, you know, in what you do. And I'm definitely much newer into this field than, you know, and content creation, whether it's, you know, podcasting or film, photography. You know, I'm not a good photographer. You know, just being around ambitious people who are, you know, just as hungry. Because we're still kind of all struggling artists. You know,
it's like, you know,
to hit that break, for people to recognize and appreciate the things that we're doing. But in the end, you know, I realize it, you know, as for example, Daniel and I on the bus, like something that's still so new to us. Like, but we're actually making and writing a TV show and following the steps and process that go into that. You know, you guys are, you know, stand up comedians in terms of you go and you put a show together, you're producing, you're editing, and, you know, on the basic side of it all, I mean, it's going out there and doing it.
Right.
And it doesn't mean that you're, you know, professional or unprofessional. It's like you're doing it.
Right.
That's your title. That's
just
what
do
you
it,
do.
Yeah. Just do it.
That's the beauty. That's the beauty.
Nike has something going.
Yeah, no, they do.
No,
they
just
do.
Nike's genius, man. Nike, man. Fucking Nike, McDonald's. Yeah. I'm loving it. Just do it. It's just like.
Yeah, Burger King. Burger King
sucks,
man.
It's just so broad. It's such a broad.
That's the truest shit I've ever heard.
It's true. Just do it. The realest shit. The realest shit.
Right, that's the bottom line.
That's what
just
separates. That's what's yo. It's crazy, man. Like,
I wish we had a video of you get the cigarette. You break it down, and that's how it is. That's
the
bottom line.
That's the bottom line, baby.
man. This you because right now it's like all that theory shit. Like all that theory shit where people are like yo, I'm gonna do this. I'm gonna do that. All right.
They're talking.
Keep talking that shit until you get move to New York. Your ass try to put some shit together, and then your ass looking stupid.
Because
it's like you have to just be doing it, man. And like it's the thing about comedy is like, what I like about comedy is that you don't get no respect from saying anything unless you got to do it. Like you have to. Comedy is one of the things like, especially if you want, if you're really into like getting a laugh.
Thank you.
It's like. You have to get a laugh. If not, no one's laughing, then it's like, or if you're trying to convey a certain level of emotion, or if you're trying to put something across that's super specific, like a laugh, like that's what it is. So if you're not getting a laugh, then you know you're not doing what you need to do. So then,
yeah, but you're still doing it. Like, it doesn't matter if it's successful or not. Just fuck it. You just have to do it.
And eventually, you'll get
right. Eventually, hit it. You'll find your
Well, I mean, it's the internet. You have 4 billion people in this world that use the internet. You don't have to hit a home run. You don't got to hit a double, triple, or anything. You just got to get on base. You got to get a single, whether that's 10,000 people that want to watch your things. Right. That's a market right there for you.
Oh.
10,000 people times $10.
Right. Yeah.
Whatever you want to sell them. It is a ticket to your show. That's, you know, a subscription to what you got to do, or you're selling a fitness thing. 10 times $10,000, $100,000. You can live off that a year?
Yeah, absolutely.
Definitely.
There you go. That's like the first steps. And it's, like you said, it's just getting out there and doing it. We've been hammering that message home.
Yeah.
I think we are going to wrap things up, guys. I want to make this one.
How long are we at? What are
short
we at?
And sweet. We're at like 49 minutes.
49?
Yeah.
What's the spot we're going to after this?
Taqueria Diana.
Taqueria Diana.
All right.
Nice. You got more people coming?
Yeah, I got some people coming.
I love this. Send everybody, whether I know them or not. Bring everyone. I love this. Getting to connect with, you know, people around the world. And tell you, speaking about New Year's resolutions, it's, you know, taking on, because I'm as guilty as this or victim as this, you know, being in my own head and not going off as much as the crazy shit I go out and do. John laughs. You know, just this level of guilt and judgment you put over yourself. You know, you're talking about going out there and putting you know, content out. We're talking about like the stand up. Like last night, you know, the girl I was with, you know, really nudging me to get on stage when Dekunle's like, you, sir. And on the show, and like, oh man, I got to get up there because I want to do a stand up. I want to try it. But like, for me, it's just getting up there. And literally,
it's all getting up.
It's crazy.
Getting
it's crazy
up.
What happens when you just get up there. Like, that's where you guys got to watch the Spider Man film. He talks about that. He talks about taking the leap. Yeah, it's so dope.
I'm never going to see that movie.
Bro, I swear to God, when you see it, you're going to. I bet you the moment
Dude,
you
I don't watch
it,
superhero movies.
I know, I don't watch it either, but I just went because of my birthday.
You went to Aquaman, too. How was Aquaman?
So my sister's birthday was on the 19th, my brother's birthday on the 24th. And so they both like watch movies. So I went on Spider-Man 2019.
You should have seen House of Jack, Bill, bro.
Dude, there's no
I
way.
Don't, but they don't. I mean, actually, my brother probably would like that.
There's no way Aquaman was good.
No, Aquaman was actually good, man.
It was?
It was good, bro.
There was a story
was
there?
Good.
Or?
Very good story.
I do like that guy.
Yeah, he's still.
Khal Drogo?
Yeah. What the fuck is his name?
His name is Jason.
No, it's Khal Drogo from Game of Thrones. He's a Dothraki. He's the king.
Oh, he's in Game of Thrones.
He's the king of the Dothraki. Yeah.
Oh, I
never lost a battle.
He fucked up. Khaleesi.
Yeah, knocked up Khaleesi, you know?
I don't even know that.
Lucky man.
Yeah, no, it's like, I, That's also another thing that's a good thing about stand up too, is like you just have to a lot of times you don't know what you're going to say when you're doing stand up. And I feel like that's kind of the best when you're in the moment and you're kind of like just feeling it out, and you realize that the only way to really get better and to get to that place is to go up there and trust, and you start to just believe that you could be funny.
Just do it.
Yeah.
Once again, Nike just subliminally.
Nike's our sponsor.
It's so ingrained in us. It's terrible. Terrible. But yeah, let's wrap this up, guys. I'm going to wrap this up by saying thank you to both of you. It's nice to meet both of you.
Yeah.
And to be inspired by both of you, you know? Yeah. Whether it's, you know, like you said, the content you guys create, because you guys create cool stuff, or it's working with you guys and watching you guys and your processes, you know, in the 181 Jackson co-working space up here. We're recording this show.
It will live on. It will live on. Hopefully.
It shall not die.
Yeah.
It'll keep going. And thank you guys. You know, you guys are really, again, really inspiring to be around people like yourselves.
Absolutely.
We have glasses raised right now. And, you know, hopefully getting to continue to work with you and then work with Dakunle in the future.
We gotta come out and visit you.
Yeah, we're gonna come out and visit you.
Yeah, in Cali. We're gonna finish all the projects and then like go out
just
there,
like people like you say, dude.
Do some meetings.
Right, right. Talking.
Do some meetings, you know, and then like
been let down by too many people, man. People wonder where the trust issues come from, you know. I take everything to heart. People say they're gonna come out and meet me. It's like, yo, dog, I'm in the jungle right now, man. Where you at? Like, we're in Peru. You said you're gonna be here, and just like, you're not here. My homies who came with me into the jungle to drink ayahuasca.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I'll do anything with those guys.
Like, ayahuasca.
Dude, they came to the jungle drinking this juice with me.
Wow.
But I don't know if we want to close with anything you guys want to say to somebody, or just plug yourselves in. Let people know where they can find your stuff to get inspired, as you know, as much as Daniel and I am, to want to work with you guys and connect with you guys.
I think the best way to connect with me is on Instagram. Mm-hmm. John Connor Hammond, @ John Connor Hammond. That's CONNOR Connor. Double M on the Hammond.
You've been practicing that?
Yeah.
That's good.
No, that's what I tell the girls at the bar. There's a double M on the Hammond, baby.
Mine is Dakunle.com, DEKUNLE.
You're updating that shit?
You have a website.
Yeah, but there you can find my Instagram, you can find my Facebook.
Right, well, I'm also at JohnConnorHammond.com.
Yeah. Could you put your Instagram and shit on there, right?
Yeah, put it all on there. It's not very updated, though. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, find me at Crybaby first Friday every month, secret location. But, you know, you can find that location on my Instagram.
I can give you that location.
And the new Dakunle show. It's coming once a month, right?
Yeah.
At the Brick?
The musical at the Brick. We're going to have musical comedians, alt comedians, improv, people doing all types of weird things, you know? Keep it weird.
Yeah, keep it weird.
Keep it weird.
I think that's another sign-up. Keep it weird.
Best thing on the bus is, and great news for you guys, is that we're very good at just picking out people who are, you know, super talented, you know, just are going to take off and do things. So big things are coming for you guys just in the future.
This is the launch pad, baby.
No. The podcast is not the launch pad. We're just good at just really, really being friends with people.
What the fuck are we doing here?
Friends who are really talented people. And we can say, oh, wow, these guys are going to be something, or these girls, women are going to be really special. Again, some girl's gonna, woman is gonna yell at me for saying girl, even though I mean it in no intention possible.
Yeah.
So I corrected myself, people, ladies.
Guys is gender non-specific. You can walk into a room of girls and say, "Hey, guys, what's up?"
Gender non-specific. We're going too deep.
Yeah, it's too much.
It's a hole we do not want to go down. We will be going down some holes tonight.
Mm.
But again, guys, thank you guys so much for coming on the show. Thanks so much for being
for
great friends.
Happy birthday, Brandon. Yeah.
Happy birthday, B-Money. B-Money.
And we are going to sign this show out. Guys, remember, go check these two guys out. Really, really talented individuals. It's @ Dakunle. There's some kind of underscore in there.
Dakunle_.
It's going to be in the show notes.
It's funny. It's also another thing you said about that.
I'm signing off right now, bro.
John Connor Hammond. They both have comedy shows. Crybaby is Dakunle's every first of the month of January. And John's, it's sometime in every month. In the basement.
Friday of the month. Yeah.
181 Jackson. And, yeah, check out their stuff. They're really talented individuals. And, guys, we're talking about content creation at the same time. Work with people, connect with people, get stuff done. Put yourself out there, put your story out there. And guys, make sure you subscribe to the show. hit that subscribe button. Hit us a 5-star review if you enjoyed the show. If you didn't like it, don't leave a 1-star review. Just tell me you didn't like it. I can take it, write an email. I'm going to store it somewhere in my gut or in my mind, and it's the reason I'm going to probably die at the age of 55 by a heart attack. So remember, leave that 1-star review. You're probably going to be killing me. Thank you very much. And guys, bust it out.
Hey!
This is the moment for those who...